I'm just a bachelor looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride without without even falling off. Gotta be compatible. Take me to my limits, girl, when I break you off. I promise that you won't wanna get off.
If you're horny, let's do it.
Yeah.
Ride it. My booty. Yeah. My shadow.
Yeah.
With it.
Yeah.
Come it. Jump on it. If you're horny,
yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Ride it.
Yeah.
My booty.
Yeah.
My shadow.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
It. Humming, jump on it. Whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, ha, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, ha, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha, ha.
Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha, 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 whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, from the I'll Do Anything video?
No, it's from his recent performance.
Oh, with his very large knees.
Yo,
his knees are as wide as God's grace. Mm-hmm. Like, why are they so big?
It's like his knees, Busta Rhymes' neck. Let's put them together. Make a whole person.
Woo! They got the whole world in their joints. They got the whole world in their joints. They got the big wide world in their joints. They got the whole world in their joints. Hey! Everybody, welcome back to the Blykest Show About Nothing. It's Jade NXT. Jade NXT. Jade NXT. I'm your host, XD, and I am with
Jade.
Yes. A pleasant, quiet episode.
Yes, NPR. We're trying to expand our platforms.
Yes, exactly. Indubitably.
Yes.
This week we have been blessed, honored, flattered with the presence of a new era. You know, that is of Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter's doing. And so we're here to celebrate and honor that, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
But, for sure. You know, in true Jade NXT fashion, we are here to break your soul, okay?
Okay. Quit your 9-to-5, you broke bitch.
Brokies to the lip, yeah. Brokies to the lip. Brokies to the lip, yeah. Brokies to the lip. Anywho, welcome back to the show, everybody. Jade, how was your week?
It was black. It was good. Lots of Juneteenthing, and you know June be busy for you, girl, between the anniversaries and Noah's birthday and the Father's Day and Juneteenth and all of the things, you know, right? And then you know how America does. They just went ahead and slapped that Juneteenth and that Father's Day right on together. Like, you can't move the Father's Day. Can't move the Juneteenth. So, yeah, it was good. We had a really nice time.
I don't buy that. I feel like they should have a dedicated, like, I hate when Mother's Day moves to. Why can't it got to be the third equinox of this? No, make it the same Sunday or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, even if it has to be, you know, the date travels and Mother's Day is on a Wednesday. I don't care.
Right.
I need to know the date because I never remember.
It's like, I have very to Google fresh. It every like, there time. Should be a date. And yes, it might need to be a Wednesday. And then y'all celebrate on a Saturday or something. But, like, just make it a hard date.
Yeah.
Or
allow
it to travel where it doesn't coincide with other things. You know, within a week or so.
Or put the shit in August. There, nothing happens in
Nothing's
August.
Nothing's in August.
August is the worst month ever.
Really?
It is, like, long and it's hot.
Put Father's Day in August.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then why would you have Father's Day right after Mother's Day? Give a little space there.
Right. Wouldn't the fathers want better gifts that you can accumulate better by earning more money in betwixt the previous holiday?
That's all I'm saying. What's wrong with y'all?
Nobody be thinking down at the Hallmark.
No, but for Father's Day, we went to the Basquiat exhibit. That's what we did. I told Keo on Getting Grown, but I have to tell you because I feel like you're going to get a kick out of it. It was an amazing exhibit, right? His family really put a lot of thought and effort and intention behind it. But we got Noah's asking a lot of questions, right? She's wholly intrigued the whole episode. Look, I record too fucking much. The whole visit. But towards the end, we're in one of the final rooms looking at a piece, and she goes, "Mommy," and I said, "What's up?" "I'm not being rude or anything, but why does he draw like that?" And you know she's dramatic. She's like, "I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful, but why does he draw like that?" And I was like, it's not disrespectful or rude to ask that question or any question, honestly. I mean, no, some questions are rude, but that question is not. And I think it's a viable.
Let me tell you one thing. Because wait until you start explaining to her Stick Figures for Justice. And then she's going to be like, why is this a thing?
Well, somebody had on a Keith Haring shirt in front of us on the line, and she said, "Mommy, those are the magnets we have."
Magnets for Justice.
And I was like, yeah, they are. That is another artist who, you know, was in the same realm, and, you know, they had respect for one another's work and things like that. And I think all of your questions are viable. The 80s was a confusing time.
It was a confusing time for all. I'm with Noah. I stand with Noah because there are
You and Antoinette.
I don't understand art. Here, no, I'm going
to think that I think it's refreshing to hear you say that.
There are a lot of know-nothing boobs who don't appreciate the modern art being put up in public places in all our cities. I know this is true because I'm one of those know-nothing boobs. When did bright-colored plastic cows, pigs, and rabbits get to be art?
Yeah, sure, I'm not that of an urbane sophisticate. Some art I don't get. And the reason why is because of the fact that, you know, maybe it's not for me to get, but I also don't care.
Which I think is also fair and valid. Everything for everybody.
Like, not everybody cares about my comedy. You know what I mean? Not,
exactly.
Okay.
Some people find us atrocious.
Yeah. If you do, rate us 5 stars on any platform you're listening to.
You know?
But in college, I had to take art history twice. You know why? Because it was so boring.
Fair.
That I got the best nap ever.
I enjoy art to a degree.
You want to know what's funny? I had art history with the same person who used to do Lil' Kim styling for the last decade and a half. So that should let you know everything you need to know that I learned at that anymore. Class.
Last decade. Wow. You didn't even say, like, crush on you era, huh?
No. That was Misa Hilton.
Right. Yeah, that's why I'm like, wow, okay. No, this is,
I can't say their name because people will know.
No, that's fine. I like art, right? I tell you, you know, I go to a lot of exhibits and things like that. I enjoy it to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do not get it, and sometimes I do. I also, you know how I am as a person. I'm super realistic, and Noah asking that question was funny to me because I'm also a researcher. So if I don't understand, I'm going to go try to understand, right? So long ago, I looked up, I think it's when there was a documentary that came out years ago. And I remember watching that and you know, just reading up a lot on Jean-Michel. So I understood a lot of his political, then it started making sense, right? What the crown means, the political aspects of it, the racial political aspects of it. But then also, I can wholly say that he draws like a 4-year-old. And so, as a matter of fact, one of his, like, some of the pieces that they had in there were his pieces, and then some were like his notes, things he jotted down, just all kinds of stuff, right? And one of them was, he said, I can actually draw. So even he knew what he was putting out was a certain perspective, right? And that was his style. And yes, it fits because it has been emulated. It is recognizable. So you have to give it all of those things. And you can still say it looks like a 6-year-old did it. And I think all of that can be true at one time.
Right, which is why, you know, art appreciation is in the beholder, right?
And I'm just not one of those.
Yeah, art is subjective. And I'm just, that element of art or artistic expression is not necessarily for me.
Like, and I want people to stop shaming people when they say art is not for them or they don't get it. Because you, bitch, half the time you don't get it. You just faking like you do.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Right. Like, I can't imagine. Like, I remember, I think I went to the new museum over on the Bowery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of them existentialist type of exhibits. They had like this lady just walking in circles and singing this random tune.
Yeah, some of that shit I don't
like,
get.
Like, beautiful people use Afro Sheen, and she would do it like every like 2.5 minutes.
Oh, it was a black woman. And then there was, that sounds kind of fun.
No, I'm being it was a white lady who was singing. Mm-mm. And she wasn't singing Afro Sheen, it was something else. But it was a jingle.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just come out of nowhere, and I was like, bitch, what the fuck are you, like, I thought she was like a part. And then there was one, it was like a line and like a dot on a big ass canvas, and it's supposed to like represent suffering and shit like that. I was like, how? I don't see it. But you know what? I don't need to see it.
Also,
because there's a whole bunch of other people in this world who like that shit and who get it. You know what I mean?
There was a lot of niggas who like Queen and Slim. So let's pay some bills. thank you all so much for joining us once again. Make sure you check out the JadenXD Patreon for all of the bonus content where we talk about 90 Day Fiancé, Fruitopia, and Love After Life After Lockup is coming back in July. So Patreon is getting that. Patreon is also getting Drag Race All-Stars content every single week. So, you know, don't miss out. In addition to your reaction videos and whatever else that we feel like doing that week, you're going to have a good time over on the Patreon. Make sure you like and rate us 5 stars and subscribe and tell all your people, you know what I'm saying, even the ones that you hate, because it may be for them. We appreciate you all. We're going to take a break and come back with some more show.
Yes. Wish us on your worst enemy.
Yeah,
hit it, Claude.
the curse you need.
Yeah. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside.
Most recent contribution to the American music scene is how it got its name. So-called house music was first made in the creators' houses, but it was also performed at clubs called The Warehouse and Powerhouse. However it got its name, it's one of the hottest things going, and as Jay Levine reports, it may only be...
Okay, so we're black.
And so is Beyonce, and she came out with a new song. And we talked about we talked about some opinions on the Patreon. If you're one of those imbalanced beehive people, don't go over there. It's a good time, but it's honest. Howsomever, how did you feel about the single that dropped last night? Not at midnight.
No, it happened. It dropped for me at like 4 in the afternoon. As a gentleman of a particular age, I was in the middle of dinner.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I
supper.
Yeah, you know, the senior community had it right where they invented early bird dinner, because wouldn't I want my full meal at 4:30 p.m.?
Yeah,
I'm hungry,
and then I'll get a snack later. Like, that sounds like a good time to me.
And I don't have heartburn at the end of the night.
I talked to Nikki and she was like, bitch, I had my alarm set, I was gonna try to stay up. She's like, I'm so happy she dropped this shit early so I can go to bed.
Same. Good child. We was like, okay, if we take a nap at 4, we gotta make sure that we
see, that's where this is more of the theme of what the Patreon was. I'm not one of those wait up until midnight people, right? If I'm up, which I probably am, I'll listen to it, which is what I did. But if I'm not, I will hear it tomorrow and I will be okay.
Yeah, like it's not going to go away. Like, I realize that I'm not in my 20s anymore and having like a music release, so like I'm super excited.
If I don't get the box, I'm cool. Like, I'm still hear the songs and I'm good with that.
Yeah.
that's essentially the theme of that entire Patreon video, you know, with just more fun bonus content. Make sure you check it out. I love a shameless plug. I thoroughly enjoyed the single, actually way more than I anticipated. I didn't anticipate anything, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I enjoy the song. I will say that Beyonce has a thing where she gives us a song and it has nothing to do with the rest of the body of the work. Like Formation had nothing with whatever Lemonade.
With Lemonade. No, you're absolutely right. So you don't know if the theme is going to be this dance house.
Right, because I don't want to be like, yes, we're getting all house. And then it's like,
let's make love in the summertime.
I mean, I like that song, but I don't want us to go back to trap music. I'm tired of drugs and music, you know.
I don't think so. I was cracking up because one of the tweets I saw, they said, ooh, Beyonce and Drake save the summer, which I can't speak for Drake because I've only heard a snippet of a song. They said they about to have you niggas dancing because we do not want to see these women in the club anymore. Shooting with up the club to Lil Durk.
To Lil Durk. Yeah.
And I found that while that was extremely misogynistic, I found it to be hilarious.
Oh, I chuckled.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see none of you niggas shooting up, banging up the club to Lil Durk. I don't want to see the niggas do it. Mm. I don't want to see anybody do it.
I was so tired.
That gave me a cackle.
Everything was trapped. This
you can't understand anything.
Yeah.
And then Summer Walker is sad. So I'm just like, y'all don't give me a choice but to listen to Chaka Khan because I don't have any other options.
Exactly. Summer Walker, the saddest woman in trap music. Right. She's like the Shirley Murdoch of trap.
She is the Shirley Murdoch of whatever she does. She is.
Yeah.
I can't understand anything Cezar says. It's like listening to international music. I can enjoy it, but I still want to know.
Yeah, but the kids seem to relate, and I don't know how.
Because they speak it. Like, they speak that.
Yeah. They all speak in Memoji.
Mm-hmm.
That is their language. They speak Instagram.
But Summer Walker, oh my God, she is the Shirley Murdoch of our time.
Give it to me like you need it, baby. Want you to hear me screaming every breathing. I don't need a reason, baby. I want it till you can't buy. I can get it to you right, baby.
Mm-hmm. Sad and nonsensical.
That lady said, if you're vaccinated, don't come around my child. Now, wait a minute. You can not choose not to get, but you do realize that.
Everybody at some point is vaccinated with something.
You are vaccinated, sister. You went to school in the United States.
Yeah.
But also, like, I'm not pushing. I'm also like, if they are and you're not, it's not going to travel. Like, yeah. It's not going to float through the airwaves.
Yeah, girl.
She like, just be saying fuck? Stuff. And I just, Summer Walker be making me. She just. But yeah, back to this Beyonce. This Beyonce, I do think you're absolutely right. Formation had nothing to do with anything else, right? The rest of the album was like, fuck you, nigga. You don't mean shit now.
Until it was like, it was right. Like, if we're going to heal, let it be glorious.
Right. But our noses are stuffy. But I do think that given the last couple of years, and also she's not dumb. She knows the direction that music has taken. I'm not surprised if she came through and was like, I'm going to give niggas a reason to dance the whole time. Because Black is King or the Lion King or whatever the fuck the shit is called, she had niggas, like, that was a dancing album, right? You're going to move to that album. Mm-hmm. You're going to move to the majority mm-hmm. of it. And I feel like she's entering more of that space where it's like, let me make these niggas get up and dance. Which is necessary. Yeah. Because they're weird.
Yeah. Yeah, people, when you have time to dance, you know, the endorphins are up and you're more apt to, you know, be happier and spend more money.
Exactly. Now, what you don't need to do is quit your goddamn job.
You know.
Beyonce, why have you niggas fucked up every time? You're flawless, queen. You are not. You need to brush your teeth. Flawless. You did not wake drink up that, like, yeah, you woke up like that. I need you to go do something about it.
Right.
Brush your tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, music does give lend itself to like false hopes and stuff. Like drug dealers, right? Like they all think that you can like move coke and it's like they can't even do it. They get arrested. Okay.
So they got little like, Tyler fucked up out here.
Okay. You better go back to your Radio Shack job right. and make nice.
I'm telling you.
Shit is, you know, it's secure down at Circuit City. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to do anything. You don't want to be out here.
You don't want to be out here because out here is not what you think it is.
It's not.
You think you about to rob a nigga and you gonna get off smooth, get you a little chunk of change, buy you some sneakers and get you some hoes. No, you're stupid. And out here is gonna get you caught and you're gonna end up in the pokey with a nigga named Grizzly who is making you his madam. So I need you to understand that out here ain't where you wanna be. And Beyonce has y'all what? Out here.
Yeah, out here.
If you're not grounded,
and yeah, and alone, because then she had fear to talk about release the tray.
Did Lemonade had 70% of you bitches breaking up with your niggas, and while 60% of you shit needed about, to, 10% right. of you got fucked up.
Reading shit. Hello, Oshu Ogun. It's me, Keisha. You
know? Oh my God, shut up.
Like, guys.
No. Greetings, oh shoot, it's me, Keisha.
Listen, they had a whole solo. That shit was wild, dog.
Oh God. Oh God. Greetings. Ooh. Oh God. Keisha. Greetings, Yemiya. It's me again, Summer Walker. Yeah. I have questions. Yeah,
you see what I mean? It is.
Wow.
Yes. Chicken soup for the chakra. You know, all that.
You see, no, these young people be having shit fucked up. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing. Anyway, Beyonce, I need you all to have a certain level of grounding before you go get into Beyonce. Now, that is a song, okay? That is a song. And I don't even think I have felt this way about one of her tracks off the very first listen. Not like this. I enjoyed it. I was like, and maybe I'm biased because the house music element, the bounce element, you know, I might be partial because of those, but I thoroughly, if you don't like house, I can understand how you're like, I hate that song. But if you love house and you say you hate that song, you a hating ass nigga.
Yeah, I like, you know, house is very, yes, it's very soulful, actually. Like, super. House music, real house music is very churchy and gospel.
It's got extreme elements of gospel and church and revival, mm-hmm. and all of that in it. It's a celebration music, which wants you to get up and dance and move, mm-hmm. which is what you do in a spiritual setting. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. not everyone understands house music. It's a spiritual thing, a body thing, a soul thing. A soul thing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, we need to get up. You know, Beyonce is good for calling us fat. So that's why she made music. Okay, well, if y'all not gonna eat these damn vegan, 22 days vegan, if you're not gonna, you know, like exercise like Michelle Obama threatened me to make y'all do, I was gonna make y'all dance and sweat off. Sweat off these pandemic pounds. You know what I mean?
She's like, if I can eat an apple every day for 6 months in order to do this fucking Beachella for you all, then why can't you get your regular asses up and do anything? Which is why, right. again, Beyonce be having y'all fucked up.
Exactly. Like, I, you know, I'll never forget, like, every time she got a tour, we got to go vegan. I bet you in 2 months, we about to go 22 days vegan post. We about to get one. And I'm about to be like, girl. But what I've learned about this go around is like, oh, I can tell I'm an adult and older for real, for
absolutely.
Real. Because I'm like, oh, getting up and standing in the middle of, no, baby.
I'm an adult because I can enjoy the song and know I can get up and dance, and I'm not gonna think about quitting my job.
Yeah, I'm not like people are having like these. It's always interesting when something new comes out by some like really popular figure, because people be having these whole existential like thoughts and movements around and surrounding like this one small moment in pop culture history. Like, I see all these tweets and posts about how just this one song is liberation for X, Y, and Z, and it is black queer liberation. It's blah, blah, blah. And I just really want the internet to get a grip.
I love black liberation in proper sense.
Yeah. I just don't know if we're going to get it through, you know, just one single. You know what I mean? Like, maybe.
I'm not going to hold you. A bitch did go up when I heard, I'm good vibration. I was like, yeah. But all it did was make me want to dance.
Yeah.
It didn't make me want to do anything else but dance. Can you imagine if we came on here after that song dropped and said, this is the last episode of Jaden XD? Like,
it might be after the stance.
No, but I like the song. I told you I love it.
No, I like
the song.
The song
is flames.
I bought a box and everything.
Oh, did you? You bought one? You didn't buy four?
Yeah, again, I'm an irresponsible adult because, you know, not everybody got to pay, you know, taxes, you know what I mean?
Not everybody does pay taxes.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, I got grown lady bills that way, like Miss Lauren says. So I was like, well, I can find, you know, I bought the one box, you know.
Well, I think fabulous. I could find me a little change to get me one of them.
That's literally what it was. I was like,
so were they like colors or numbered or
they are ABCD? They are. It's a box that's, you know, a collector's box, and you get a t-shirt that we don't know what's going to be on it.
Right.
And then you get a physical.
Because she loves mystery.
Yeah, you get a physical copy of the CD.
Right. I mean, okay.
And so, we're supposed to get a digital download of this new song. But I never got that email, but whatever.
Yeah, that was like digital download. Nigga, that's done.
Yeah, I know.
I have Tidal. I was grateful for that. I was like, well, I have it. Let me go listen. Oh, yeah.
I had to listen to it via YouTube Music because I don't have the Tidal.
Well, I keep Tidal and I listen to my stuff primarily on Tidal because it's got great sound. It's got a better sound than some other streaming platforms. They don't.
Yeah, I'm about to let the other one go.
Yeah. The only reason I don't is because my family has created endless playlists. And myself as well. Yeah.
Only reason why I have it, but I don't think you need to be a paying customer to keep those playlists though. And
okay.
I don't, but the thing is I've paid for like a service to transfer all my music over, but that was like a month or so ago and I've done liked a whole bunch of shit in between there.
Right.
So I'm like,
you just have to start liking it on another platform.
I know, but I know which one I'm going to choose because it's the most convenient. But mm-hmm. I just don't like the. I just need to stop being spoiled and get actually learn the program because I've been with that other program for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I'm trying. Yeah, I use Tidal. I love the track radio. Yeah, it makes my own. It makes my playlist based off my track radios too. I'm like, oh, this is. Oh yes, nigga. I realized not too long ago that I have a most listened to playlist. And it's literally a bunch of songs that I go to all the time that I just love. And it's accumulated it into its own playlist for me. I didn't even ask it to do that.
Everyone wanted and everyone feared. If these artists can sit in a room together, the game changes forever. And it happened today.
That's frightening, but that's also delightful.
That's not a bad zhuzh. You know what I've been doing lately?
What's that?
I have become way more an adult and got rid of random subscriptions that I pay for. Oh,
you got to do that every so often.
Yeah, I was like, there's money coming out. And I'm like, where the fuck is my money going? Like, I canceled like $200 worth of subscriptions. I had no clue.
You know, I need to just go ahead.
Shout out to Truebill.
Fabletics. I bought two pairs of fucking workout leggings from Fabletics and realized, nigga, I have given Fabletics entirely too much money.
Yeah, because it's like you sign up for this little point thing and then you don't ever pay attention to it. And it's like $5, $10 here. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. Why is it taking all this out?
Yeah. No. I don't like that, actually. I need to fix that. But yes, canceling your subscriptions is probably one of the most adult things you've done. And you do have to go through and do a little sweep, a little house cleaning every season. Make sure you're not still using shit. You know, that Plant app that you downloaded that costs $60 a year. Get rid of it before it charges again.
Yeah.
And make sure once you cancel them that they're actually canceled too.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. something I had to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to tell me about 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah. You wanted an update on Fahu Doris. Let's take a break and we'll come back and I'll tell you.
Okay. 8 o'clock.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
We've been working together for 3 years now. Since day one I landed to this country, the first thing I seen in my face is a camera, okay? And we've been working together. And me telling you, if you want to keep doing this with me, let's do it in a good way that nobody gets hurt by the end of it. And every single season,
And we're back. So tell me. What happened?
So, as you all know, I have been watching 90 Day Fiancé. Or catching up on 90 Day Fiancé. And so XD likes to know periodically what's going on with Fahu Doris and them. I'm not all the way caught up, but I'm going to tell you where I'm at. Okay. So they have moved to the United States. Okay. And this lady drives him through Princeton, New Jersey. And he's like, oh, yes, this is really nice. You know, blah, blah, blah. We could buy, I want to buy you a house. And she's like, yeah, Princeton, New Jersey is for people with money. And I was like, oh, this bitch here.
Here we go with that bullshit again.
Here she see. And this is why I didn't like the fact that his sisters were so hateful that it made me defend you. Because you'd be doing, and your face is stank. But anyway, so they get to the States or whatever. And you know Janice shows up and shows out, honey. She got her USA sign she's made with his name on it. She got her America. USA glasses that are lighting up. Yeah. Okay, and suck on my balls. And glasses that light up and a little flag and all of that. And this nigga came in all of his Ethiopian gear, which I loved. And I was like, yes, you know. So not the USA stuff. But so she showed up, showed out. They was real excited to have him there. And they got them an apartment. Now, mind you, the show was called 90 Day Fiancé. They got them an apartment. Fahu Doris told her parents, we'll start off with a one bedroom apartment because we got to make sure we can pay for it and so forth and so on. No, you all need a two bedroom.
Which they do, but sure. Okay.
Yes, you can get away with a one for a little while, though. And she was like, we didn't have a ton of space in Ethiopia, so... like, you know, it's going to be a little bit more spacious and it's going to be manageable financially. So her parents get her the two-bedroom apartment anyway. They don't put no furniture in it but a bed, a couple toys for the baby, and a TV and some Wi-Fi, right? And they got them some cooking and stuff and stuff like that, some things for them to eat off of. Like, this is to start y'all off. But we didn't want to get y'all any furniture because we want you to decorate your own place. So they get there, 48 hours of travel, so niggas is exhausted. And her parents bring up the night that they pick them up from the airport and drop them to the apartment. So we need to talk about transferring this out of our names into your names. And when you're going to start picking up the payments. I was thinking somewhere around 2-3 months. The show is called 90 Day Fiancé. He can't even work legally for a minimum of 90 days. That doesn't include the language barrier. That doesn't include the time frame it takes to look for a job. It doesn't include any of that to see what he's qualified for. None. So they're about, we think about 2-3 months. And she's like having a fit. She's like, I really want to show some appreciation, but I don't think this is fair right now. A, why are we talking about this? We just got here. And B, he can't even work for 90 days minimum. And this was the only another time where I'm like, damn, I don't want to agree with her, but that's kind of, they should have told them, like, if y'all can't come here and be ready, then we just can't do it. Like, y'all should have had these discussions in thorough,
like, that's super wild. Like, you can't say, like, first of all, why offer if you're gonna, you know, do that?
Knowing the circumstances.
But I also think her parents are very, very American and have this idea of, like, oh, well, you're in America. You can get a job and you can work.
Every single father, including hers, has said to the other person, if you want to do well in America, you just need to work hard and get you a good job and you'll be fine. And it's like, and it's always a white man saying it, always.
So the bootstrap myth, what is it? What does it mean to us? What does it mean to us today? Literally, it means lifting oneself off the ground by one's bootstraps. It's an imagined feat. This metaphor forever meant something that couldn't be done.
Always, always. And it's like easier said than done, friends.
So there's that aspect. And so she's like, what the fuck? This is the fuck wow. So she and him wake up the next morning, and you know, after sleeping forever, they're exhausted. And she's like, so I'm a little irritated by my parents coming at us with this shit, but we also need to talk about a plan. And he's like, yes, plan. I'm going to be an MMA fighter.
Oh my God.
And she's like, okay. All right. Yes, you've said this. He's like, there's no MMA fighting in Ethiopia. I've always loved MMA fighting. Now I'm in the States. I do MMA fighting. Oh, and it's like, so she says she looked up the salary of a MMA fighter. Let me do that right now. Salary.
I mean, he could go to the WWE.
The salaries of an MMA fighter in the U.S. range from $19,910 a year to $187,200 a year, with a median salary of $44,680 a year. The middle 50% of MMA fighters makes $28,400 a year, with the top 75 making $187,000.
So essentially only the top stars, legend stars,
exactly,
are not even making $200,000 a year.
No, which is, you can live a sustainable, comfortable lifestyle in certain places in the United States on that, yes, but also, there is no guarantee.
Yeah, and you getting your teeth like kicked out your face, and at least in the WWE they make more
child
money.
Child in the Swiss cheese. And that shit is what's fake. The shit called? The Swiss cheese, CPE, CTE,
CTE,
the CTE, mm-hmm. And all, like, I'm like, is that? Are we not thinking about all of these different things? And she was talking about the salary. She didn't want to say anything about the CTE.
No.
But your boy is on some. I sing, I dance, I choreograph, I MMA fight, I personal train, I will find a job, I will take care of my family, we gonna be all right.
I do think it's a cultural thing, though, like, for him to be good at or do a whole bunch of different things or have his hand in so many pots, whereas in Americans, I have, like, a trajectory type of situation, mm-hmm. And then when we divvy from it, it's like a whole big thing, and like people got to write books and shit about it, you know. Like, I was a lawyer and then I quit my job to find myself, and I walked around Europe for 3 years and now I'm a pastry chef, like, you know, we make a big deal out of that, as opposed to we're human, we're good at a bunch of different things, you know, mm-hmm. We should be able to celebrate and, you know, and do them. But also, you got a baby, sir, and being an MMA fighter ain't it the tea.
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, we see that he got into MMA fighting, right? We knew that. But, you know, and I'm sure that he has an advantage being on this show and all of that behind him, but also CTE.
Bigly.
The business.
CTE, we gon' ride till we die. Bobbin' with my niggas and we totin' big five. Zones of the Kush, we gon' burn till we high. USDA screaming, fuck the other side. CTE.
Well, I'll have to catch up because, yeah, I'll just find out through you.
Yeah, I'll keep telling you. I gotta keep catching up because I still, the Blackfisher is still on there, and she hates living in South Dakota, which is very interesting. And then there's a Brazilian girl who gets there, and this boy's brother is an asshole from Boston, of all places, with that accent. And so he is, the two of them are not meshing well already. It's many things happening. I'll keep you updated when I, and then I told you about the Muslim girl from Trinidad with the man. So that is also, he almost put her out the car the other day on the way to the mosque.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it for today's episode. That's all we got for today.
Yes.
It's the first Friday of summer, and it's Summer Friday, so we're leaving work early.
Yes.
So.
Go to Patreon if you want more. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yes, we're moving.